Russ Elliott is the director of Washington's state broadband office.
When I first got here, I kind of felt like I was kind of the wallflower at the dance. And now I really feel like, you know, broadband is the prom king. You know, it is the conversation piece now that everybody is looking to and trying to figure out.
Officials in small cities and towns have long sought better internet service as part of their strategies to diversify and strengthen their local economies. But now with so many children attending school virtually, good broadband service has become a must. Elliott says getting service to hubs like Colville or Davenport may not be difficult. The issue then is finding money to get high-speed internet to individual homes out away from everything.
I think rural America has been very aware of this, and we've been struggling with our connectivity challenges in rural America based on those cost metrics. And so COVID, what it's done is it's opened the eyes to urban America as well with regard to some of the equity and inclusion metrics and affordability. And when you start to have the volume of people now that are talking about broadband, it has definitely become the one silver lining out of this COVID challenge.
Elliott says the federal government has recognized the problem and is making billions of dollars available for local communities, but the competition is fierce. He says his office is to help rural folks become better at making their cases when they apply for those grants. It starts with education.
What is it we need? Speak intelligently about specifics. We are not anymore in a game of broad stroke policy around broadband. We are now a door-to-door, street-to-street battle trying to figure out exactly where those folks are that don't have service or the quality of the service they have is not conducive to today's environment.
Elliott's office recently received about $200,000 from the Spokane nonprofit Better Health Together. He says that money will fund broadband strategy projects in 6 eastern Washington counties, including the Spokane, Kalispell, and Colville tribes. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.